Testimony. According to the revelation in the Bible, the four pillars of the local church are truth, love, the church, and the gospel. The beginning of these four pillars is truth. When we receive the truth through prayer, it becomes life within us. Then, when people receive this life, they become members of Christ, and the church is formed. Furthermore, for its increase and spread, the church preaches the gospel. Considering this, I believe that steadfastly continuing in prayer and the ministry of the word is foundational and absolutely essential. I would like to testify concerning prayer. Not long after I was saved as a first-year university student, I began to learn how to pray. Whenever I prayed with the words of the Bible, there was an anointing within me, and words of prayer flowed one after another. After praying, I was filled with the Holy Spirit and with joy. However, I would often return to myself and habitually pray out of self-love, saying things such as, "Help me barely pass the exam with little effort," or "May the parts I studied appear on the test." There was no joy in such prayers. At that time, I did not really understand why. Then, when I was preparing for the graduate school entrance examination, my studies were not progressing very well, and I became anxious. So I prayed, "Lord, no matter what, please make sure that I pass the graduate school entrance exam. Otherwise, the job hunting season is already over. I will have nowhere to go, and it will be far too embarrassing." After I prayed in this way, the Lord said to me, "Do you love being admitted to graduate school, or do you love me?" I immediately replied, "Please do not be so strict. If you just let me pass, then afterward I will be able to love you as much as you want." This same exchange occurred three times. Then I immediately lost the Lord's presence. At that point I said, "I cannot change the Lord. I must change myself and submit to Him." Then I continued, "Lord, I love you. Even if I do not pass the examination, I still love you." After I prayed in this way, the Lord's presence returned to me. I sensed that the Lord was pleased, and I felt that going on to graduate school was the Lord's leading, and that the Lord would surely cause me to pass the entrance examination. From that point onward, I was able to study diligently and peacefully during the final months before the examination. As a result, I was able to pass just barely. John 4:24 says, "God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truthfulness." 2 Corinthians 3:15-17 says, "Indeed, unto this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." I have often remembered this experience and considered it in prayer. Gradually, I came to realize that whenever I fellowship with the Lord, I need to, 1. Turn completely from self-love to the Lord. 2. Open myself to the Lord. 3. Fellowship with the Lord honestly and truthfully. 4. Fellowship with the Lord by using His word. 5. Love the Lord purely as my husband. 6. Take the Lord as the head and submit to Him. 7. Seek God's will first.